Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, March the 22nd, 81st day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, well, we say in training, the version 2.0, either way. The better looking PIO for the Arcata office of the California Highway Patrol, Chase Adams, is with us.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Aaron, will you look and see if a gun is drawn if that other guy decides to show up on time? Well, of course, he missed that already. He decides to show up even late. You want to just kind of keep your eyes out so we'll know when to duck or when not to. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about some of the funny weather that's going on. Also, some of the different challenges that are out there. Now, this is very concerning. Chase is here, first time on the show. He's got his two fingers together, kind of like, you know, when you go bang, bang and play cops and robbers. He's got two of them together pointing at Aaron. Did you do anything to really hack him off already? No? Okay.
No,
well, obviously, his aim is really bad because he's not even close to me. We'll find out what's going on and what to avoid as the funny weather will continue through the weekend when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from FDR, who said sometime before 1945, quote, "The only limit to our realization of tomorrow will be our doubts of today. Let's move forward with strong and active faith."
Faith is good.
Comments from the peanut gallery have arrived. So what's this? You're leaving us now?
I am.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now, Chase was indicating this was a significant upgrade in the
absolutely
quality and in the content of the talk shows.
Absolutely.
Soon, but
time will tell.
Yeah. Yeah, the truth, that's always an ugly thing, isn't it?
That's it.
So what's going on here, dude?
Nothing really. I'm stepping down July 1st and letting Chase Adams take over my spot. I think I've been doing it long enough, 7 years. Aren't you getting tired of seeing me?
You finally get your act together now that you're with Chase.
You know, it took longer than I thought to get this PIO job down. But, it's time to pass it down to the next person and go back to the road.
Whether it's redundancy or multiple training or whatever it might be phrased, is that something that is anticipated when you guys come on? That, you know, not only are your address is going to be changing on a fairly somewhat regular basis, but also the job description as well?
Yeah, and it's really based on what you want to do. I found...
You are leaving us then.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just going to hit the road. Actually, you know, I'm going to pass over
us as the radio.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
As your extended family, as your friends, yes, okay.
Absolutely. You know, I can come back when Chase isn't available. Maybe I'll fill in his shoes. But, really, it's this is what's nice about the Highway Patrol is that there's so many jobs and so many duties you can do. It isn't just going to get in a patrol car and writing tickets all day or responding to crashes or, assisting allied agencies. You really get to do a lot of different things. For me, the past 7 years have been public information and recruitment. And we haven't done much recruitment in the past year and a half. But the whole public information officer going out and teaching classes and talking to the public has been great. I mean, I absolutely love it. I'm looking to go, you know, to the next step and promote possibly in the next future, you know, in the next couple of years. So hitting the road would be good for me just to get back into the swing of how the road officers really work, not so much as the pencil pusher, you know.
I see. You want to be a guy with a badge again.
Yeah. So, well,
besides
the badge and the smile, yeah, I'll just go back to being the mean ticket writer, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not me.
See, now you understand the power of the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pull that number on me, baby.
I do.
Hey, I remember you?
Yeah, I'm always a nice guy.
So, Chase, was this position one that you were selected for or one that you said, yeah, that kind of looks intriguing?
Well, the way the department presented it is Paul would be stepping down, and they would need a officer to step up and fill the position. And they did have a selection process, and a couple guys put in for it, and I ended up with the position based on a number of facts. But it's something I'm interested in. Like Paul said, the department, one of the intriguing things getting into the department is it's such a big department. You do have many avenues for career opportunity, and this would be one that interests me. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing it for 7 years. Check back with me in two or three and see where I'm at. But
we'll give
who knows?
Month. Let's give
we have
a
month. Yeah. Let's see if I actually start the position first. But it's something I'm looking forward to. A change, a break. A break from being out there and patrolling every day. And so you're
looking for the change of venue.
Within, like you said, not changing my address, but changing my job description for a while, and getting out there in the community and experiencing different aspects of what a patrolman would go through.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, doing the position, that I had no idea what entailed in the PIO job. I really kind of just fell into it and was asked to do it. And, I found out that I learned a lot. I mean, there's more than just working the road and doing the stuff that you do every single day with responding to crashes and documenting. But when you start working inside the office, you really learn the minute stuff, what it takes to actually run the highway patrol.
More the business end,
yeah. And the reason why we do what we do, back in the day, was like, go out and get those tickets to make the roadway a safer place. But really, dealing with the public, and initially it was all about enforcement, but as a PIO, it's about education. And I think that's one thing I did learn about is that educating the public is really more important than enforcing the law. And that's where you start, is the educational part. You really can't knock somebody for not knowing. If you didn't educate them enough, then it's kind of our fault.
Kate, I'll remember that one.
that doesn't apply in Oregon,
really
though.
It's really cool, Chase, when he sets himself up like that. And you just kind of remember it.
We are being recorded, right?
Oh, absolutely.
this is live, and
this
it's
will be
stream, right?
Podcast
it's,
also. So, yeah, this is like forevermore.
Yes.
It'll be out there.
Yes.
Like retirement events, promotional opportunities.
Chase, you may not last two of these episodes here, right?
Yeah.
This will be your last time.
Pretty brutal in here.
KINS, News and Information Times 422. We'll return with more from Chase Adams and Mr. Dalen.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 426. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams and Paul Dalen from the California Highway Patrol. Guys, as you're looking to rotate or have different job responsibilities, is it something that comes available on a pretty regular basis, or is it something that is rather rare because they want you to develop the efficiencies of doing something for 4 or 5 years, doing it well, and then moving on to something else?
Go ahead.
Well, yes and no. Different job descriptions would have different answers for that question. Something like this would be, like we spoke, Paul's done it for 7 years, and you get good and you streamline the process. That being said, turnover's good and healthy in the department because you get multiple aspects of the job down pat, and you can use it for career advancement, promotion, or just general experience. So it's my goal, and this is why I put in for this job, is to have as many experiences as I can under my belt and just make me an overall better officer.
Paul, as you're looking at getting back out in the field 100%, have you lost an edge? Or will it take a little bit of time before you
there's going to be
functioning at 100%.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's going to be a learning curve for me. There isn't that much that's different. As a PIO, there's also opportunities for me to go out and still enforce laws and help out. I mean, even when I'm traveling to and from meetings,
you're still moving a black and white.
I'm still in a black and white. And I'm still, you know, I'm still carrying the gun and doing the job that we're supposed to do. You know, what the badge is really all about. And so I've always done that job, and I don't think that's going to be any different. There are different maybe procedures like area SOP that might be different for me. And yeah, after 7 years, there's going to be something that I don't, you know, don't remember, like, you know, completely, like DUI stuff. But that won't take me long to remember, you know, to get back in the swing of things. And I'm actually looking forward to getting back on the road and getting that experience again. You know, and you're talking about the changing from job to job to job. It's actually really good to promote. It's good to know exactly what the Highway Patrol has to offer instead of just being stagnant in one profession. They tend to like to have a special duty assignment, which is what this job is a special duty assignment, about a 4-year commitment. And so once, typically every 4 years, they rotate you out.
So you were in a rut.
Well, the thing
by
is,
this definition.
No, yeah, nobody else wanted to put in the position, and I was comfortable with it. My wife liked the hour. I liked the hours. I mean, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
It was standard hours?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Well, you have to work, you know, as a public information
officer.
That's
why we were getting anything on
office.
Saturday.
Yeah. Although I passed off the press release information to the sergeants, and they know to send it out to the media.
So that's why Hal doesn't work on the weekends either.
Well, no comment about Hal and his working ability. I loved it. I mean, the hours are great, and they're going to be great for anybody who comes in. And this job is really what you make it. You know, you can be as active as you want to be. I found that being active was a lot of fun. It made the 7 years go by pretty quick. I actually can't believe it's been 7 years looking back now.
So when you're in the field, Chase, either where you are now or where you're headed. Oh, good. Glad to know Hal's listening.
Steve Padinsky.
Oh, Padinsky's out there. Oh, good. Yeah, the old gang is all around.
It's about time. Actually, Captain Padinsky is the one that hired me as the PIO.
The former captain.
He's a captain. Oh, he's my captain.
You take that down with you.
Okay. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you guys were talking about rotating through, does that also apply to the beats? I mean, if you're always working, let's say, Fortuna, will they push you up to the county line down north just to give you different perspectives and a different kind of a beat?
Again, yes and no. There's guys who prefer certain areas to work, and it's advantageous in the fact that you can really get used to your beat, where some trouble spots for speed may be, where people run a stop sign a lot, or even to some extent where people break down going up Lolita Hill or whatever. So you can be on the lookout for those kind of things. Some people prefer to mix it up month to month, but a lot of times you get used to your beat and you work it for a while.
So it's kind of an officer discretion?
It is. Basically, beats are generally assigned by seniority. It needs of, you know, like today I was assigned a separate beat since I had to come and do some of the PIO training stuff. I switch beat with one of my partners.
Oh, you got the bakery beat, huh?
There you go.
That's where I thought he was.
Yeah.
And then, but usually the senior officer picks which beat they want, and that's statewide.
It's good to be senior.
Yes, absolutely. That's not only statewide in our department, but other departments as well. That's generally the standard operating procedure in police work.
Geez, you're already answering all those analogy and
questions.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. Either you've trained well or you're more normal than the last guy.
Let's hope both.
Wait, which last guy you talking about?
Yeah, just laugh in the corner, man. It's 4:31.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:35. We're back to okay, I covered for the mic moving. Talk shop this afternoon with Paul Dalen.
That was quiet.
Huh?
We did it quietly.
I know, but every once in a while you hear a rumble going on. It's not
the squeaking.
Or anything, but,
needs a little oil.
Well, yeah.
We're playing with the mics, just so you know.
We.
Paul is.
See the new
Paul
one?
Paul is.
I saw the new one and I heard about it. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I guess he's got his own app now, too.
Oh, man. You guys are incredible. It's like the Gecko.
Geico pig.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wee. Now it's the pig instead of the Geico.
I prefer the Gecko.
Yeah, the Gecko's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the pig's funny, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's a cop thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'm oversensitive.
Yeah, probably so.
I like bacon. I had that, the cheeseburger pizza today, and they have bacon on it. Yeah. You know, Papa Murphy's makes this pizza. Incredible. It's good stuff.
It's worthwhile, huh?
Oh, yeah. Anything you put bacon on is awesome. Love it.
I saw a bacon donut.
Oh, there you go. You got me. You had me a donut.
Now we're drooling. Big one to start with, huh?
Yeah. You had me a donut.
Well, I got to try that one.
Yeah. It's somewhere in the Midwest, though. Sorry.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But bacon on both sides.
Yeah.
They roll it after they put the icing on it.
I got to see that.
Yeah. Paul, what's the biggest challenge dealing with the media?
The biggest challenge as a new PIO is the verbiage, learning what you can and can't say, what you should and shouldn't say. I was really nervous.
Information-wise. Communicating that information so that everybody understands.
Well, both. It's both. You know, communicating it to layman's terms, and not saying, you know, layman is a bad thing, but like getting rid of the cop lingo and making it plain English for everybody to understand. And then, two, CHP has a policy what you can, what you should say and what you shouldn't say based on, you know, litigation. You know, there's always going to be a time where someone possibly could be sued. Whether it's us or somebody else. So there's really things that I was always nervous about talking because I wasn't sure what I could and couldn't say until we go through the public information officer's course. And that helps you to decipher what you need to say. And, you know, as much as we'd like to educate the public, you know, keeping information away from the public is probably just as bad as not being as accurate. You know, there's a lot of things where you get a quote or someone quotes you and say, you know, the CHP failed to get back to us or didn't want to tell us anything. And the public has a sense that we're trying to hide something from them. And that's not the case. I mean, we want to have all the facts. I've been burnt in the past where I say, hey, you know, I can't give you this information because I don't know. All right. And I don't want to speculate. And then, you know, they print it as, you know, CHP's hiding something.
Dalen won't say why.
So it's like, you know, and it's never that we're ever going to try and keep anything from you or lie about it. I mean, what we do is what we do. I mean, there's no sense in lying about it or not being honest.
Does the media understand where that line is of what is information? Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Or what starts getting into privileged information that could compromise either an ongoing investigation or a potential legal setting?
Well, this is why it's very important that you have this good working relationship with the media and to know who you're dealing with. You know, I know how I can talk to you and explain it to you and how you're going to print it.
Oh, nice thongs,
versus,
by the way.
What's that?
Nice thongs.
Yeah. or
coming
say,
in from the field, he's still yeah.
Or we talk with another news outlet that they have a rotational door that I'm educating their news media on a monthly basis.
Is that cool or is that frustrating?
It's cool because I get to teach them what to expect from the Highway Patrol. Even today, I explained to them, you know, they asked about pictures and stuff. It's like, you know, we don't give out pictures for crash scenes and stuff like that. You know,
oh, not your picture.
Not my pictures.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, not autographed pictures either. It's pictures like you know, when there's a crash, the media, hey, if you happen to have a picture of this crash, can we get it from you? Well, we just don't allow that to happen. So to have these new media employees come about, it's good for us to educate them. And explain to them right off get-go, saying this is what we will and will not release. So you can ask, and you can ask anything that you possibly want, but I'll tell you if I can tell you or not.
I think it was Dave Douglas
mm-hmm.
when he first became, was after he was sergeant, I think it was after he became police chief for Eureka, had a couple of meetings with the media just to explain, here are the ground rules, here's how the game
That's
gets
perfect.
Played, here's your little packet, thank you very much, here's what we can talk about, and if I can't say, I won't say.
Yeah.
Don't take it personal.
Right, absolutely.
And that probably works 95% of the folks.
Yeah, it does. And there's certain people that feel like, you know, it's law enforcement. They're gonna hide. We're gonna hide stuff. And I'm here to tell you, we don't hide anything. There's things that we can tell you. I mean, and you wouldn't want your personal information out there for everybody to know. So there's
some of the information too is governed by California law. Some things are legally unreleasable if it's dealing with a juvenile or a victim's family hasn't been notified yet. So some of it's a legal issue as well.
Well, and then you get into the ethical elements to suicide.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, like ethical.
Okay, you know, our policy is no, we don't report suicides.
Right.
Others choose to.
Right. Right.
You know, and I know you guys don't make that call.
Right.
Do you make it available? Do you not make it available after notification of family members?
Yep. And that's the verbiage we use, unreleasable or withheld due to lack of notifying next kin. And we give it to the next level, which is the contact the coroner's office. When he's ready to release that information, go right ahead.
And Dave does appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing is, that's his job. That's the marriage we have between him. It's like that's the agreement. So it's
good. And understanding the relationships. I suppose that's why you don't bring a newbie on and throw them into the PIO.
Right.
Because you don't know the relationships.
Nope.
And who is and who isn't, and who do you reference, just mentioning Dave instead of saying Dave Paris.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you guys know who he is.
Yeah, I know.
We know who he is. So
yep.
Just that kind of connectivity rather than just, feeding the new fish to the to the sharks.
Yeah. Well, and what's most important is that, this is an issue that we had dealing with the media outlet out of the area. I was talking about this today. Santa Rosa media called me up regarding an officer-involved traffic collision, and they got it wrong. You know, what's important is that when I give them a statement that you have them repeat it to you, and that's what they're going to roll with. And so have any clarifying questions answered right then, rather than after they print it and hundreds of thousands of people have heard it differently. And it's not what you said.
Or are you rolling tape? Good, now we don't have to worry about
it. Well, let me tell you this. They're always rolling tape. That's how we give a statement. Like,
well, so then how
always,
do you get it wrong?
You if just you, tell them, don't use that.
If there's a tape rolling, how do you get the facts wrong?
No. Yeah, that's interpretation, just like anything else. It's the interpretation of what they feel is newsworthy.
KINS, News and Information Times, 442. We'll be back with more from Chase Adams and Paul Dalen.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams and Paul Dalen. So, guys, as you're looking at the weather forecast, it actually like almost feels could be winter-ish.
Not today.
Well, tonight. Well, low snow level.
Well, this morning it was. There was
I heard
frost.
Brad this morning said it was 30 here.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to have a high of 36 in Brookings today, so.
Oh, man.
Let's just call it a little crispy.
That was the high in Brookings, 36?
That's what today was forecast to be, was a high.
Yeah, it was 36 going through Eureka this morning at 7:30-ish. It's just weird.
7:30, 9:30-ish.
Yeah. how beautiful it is right now. It's like the weather here is just insane. Yeah. You know, and I love it. I absolutely love it. It's good stuff.
This is the best time of the year for me.
Yeah. So the morning we had, of course, you got to watch out for the icy roads. So yeah, we are still in winter weather driving. So yeah, but use caution. Same kind of thing. Slow down and. Be
what
careful.
Does hail do? I mean, stupid. Yeah. I don't care.
It causes crashes.
It appears to me like people don't treat hail like they would snow, and they don't treat it the way that it should be treated because they'll treat it like rain, and it's not like rain.
I think it's a visible. Aspect. I mean, the way the driver interprets that is that the snow is obvious. It's white.
That's another thing, Chase. Don't invent your own language.
Well, I got to say,
interpretate.
It's a joke between me and my wife because I always have to enunciate certain things. Anyway, moving on. The snow is white, obvious. You know, but when you get the heavy rain or the hail, they really don't see it. You know, as it being a threat. If you think it's just rain, then you can typically drive the normal speed without any issues. But when it's too late and they realize it's slick, yeah, it's a little late.
A little swishy, swishy going on, yeah.
Yeah, so hail causes the crashes, you know, slick roads.
So when you guys hear the forecast, do you hold your breath?
Absolutely. If you know it's going to be low snow levels, wet roadways, icy roadways, you kind of pack your extra warm gear and make sure you got a snack in your patrol car in case you do get stuck out on the pass at 299 or have to go help out units up on the hill.
That's because your seniority is low.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily, because we...
versus patrolling Arcata.
The ideal spot.
Right, yeah. Okay. 255 out by the beach,
yeah.
Wherever it may be. But
oh, that he's uh-huh. Mr. 255 now. That explains mm-hmm. that song.
Well, that needs to be patrolled because all the vehicle break-ins, it's like, it's terrible.
You know, it's been that way forever.
Well,
the tea was out there, and that's where everybody would go for the cake parties at high school. Yeah. There was always the break-ins. It wasn't drug-related.
Right.
But it was always, you know, I mean.
Well, that's the, having several break-ins to people that I know is like, that's encouraged me to patrol out there more often. Is that to discourage them?
It's happened to me personally in my own rig.
Yep, me too.
So.
Yeah. So you both are beach bums.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tumbled County, this weather. I mean, this place is just a great place to live.
Develop a little profile here on Chase so I know what I'm dealing with.
But he meant bum is good, Chase.
Yes, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. No, I have other words for others.
Give it time.
Who may or may not be present.
Yeah. Well, we'll just see how long you hang out as a PIO. You'll get to know things a little bit more.
Sounds good.
So you're hanging around, Paul. You're not going to go bye-bye?
I'm not going to leave the area. I like it too much here. It's just I'm just going to hit the road and see what else is available. Like I said, I like to get more into the supervisory role and learn more about what the job is as a supervisor and going to the next level. I think I've been teaching for the past, I feel like I'm a teacher for the past 7 years, teaching a lot of classes and stuff. So I think I have a lot to offer when it comes to a guy sitting the road.
Well, bad phrase, man. On the road. Hit the road. Sounds a little rough. Thanks for coming by, guys.
You're welcome.
Let's see if Adam decides to ever respond to those emails that came from...
Yeah, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, that's right. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you tomorrow.